And this afternoon, I have the great privilege to speak to André Viljoen. Now, André Viljoen down in Klibaga, the old Port Elizabeth. André Viljoen is the editor of the Gateway News publication. And for 14 years in ministry, influencing to serve the church and influencing the kingdom of God in a way that deserves, well, it's all soli deo gloria to the glory of God, but deserves a great thank you. André Viljoen, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Johan.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, sir.
It's a great pleasure.
How's the weather down in Klibaga?
It is a bit grey and wet. We're thankful for the rain, but this is normally our hot time, so it's a strange season.
That's a strange season. Normally it's hot, I know. I grew up in Port Elizabeth, went to Framesby High School way back.
Right.
So I know the place. My sister even, yeah. She resides in Port Elizabeth, and my dad and my mom, they went to heaven from Port Elizabeth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're one of us.
Yeah, I am. Oh, and I love the Eastern Cape. Kunjani, Eastern Cape. Hey, she's sapilele kokusewe.
Hey,
brother. André, just a word of thanks to you, and I said it personally to you just now. Thank you so much for the great work you do, the influence through you God has across all barriers and across all divisions in churches and communities. Tell us all about Gateway News.
Well, as you pointed out, I've been doing Gateway News for 14 years, which seems amazing. It seems like yesterday I started with that sense of calling, having come out of a news background many decades ago now. I wanted to tell God's stories, news that brings hope in Jesus and that carries the report of the Lord rather than the report of the world. And really just with a sense that this is something that God wants. He doesn't want news to discourage people. And so that's how I started Gateway News. And by His grace, that is what I'm still striving to do.
Now, André, where do you get your information? You know, many a times when I listen to you, I wonder, where on earth do you get all these news items from? And how do you receive them?
Well, Johan, it may sound strange, but the number one strategy for getting news is prayer. I have a wonderful team, and we pray together on Wednesdays, and of course I pray daily, and I always say to the Lord, you know, we really don't want just filler stories. We don't want to fill space. We want to tell stories that God wants to highlight, and so, you know, He's been faithful, and sometimes I get tips sent to me. We have some friends who are active in different areas of ministry and who have a good sense of news, and they will sometimes give me tips to follow up. Otherwise, I'll meet people, you know, at an event, and that'll lead to a story. Or another source is I'm connected with lots of social media groups. And you listen to the chatter there, and something is developing, and you say, that's worth following up. And then another big source is ideas from international news stories and other news stories that I monitor. Sometimes I'll get inspired by something I read, and there've been a few occasions where I've followed up. People, I've interviewed people in places as far afield as Sierra Leone, Israel, USA, Holland, just by picking up something that stirred in my spirit, and then I interviewed these people. So yeah, it's endless where the stories come from.
If you look at the stories making news headlines in the kingdom of God and influencing churches all around the country, all around the world at the moment, what would you underline as on the one hand, challenges for the ministry, and on the other hand, an exciting insight into what the contribution could be in the calling of the church with our feet on in grassroots level, on the pavement, as Paul said.
Okay. Johan, I think that, you know, in South Africa, something that has been encouraging for me personally recently, we've done a couple of stories where prophetic artists in as far away as places like Alaska, USA, are painting pictures of Africa filled with hope for awakening, and using symbols like locks and keys, you know, unlocking potential. And we find out that prophetic artists in South Africa are painting the same thing, and it's aligning with what other people are doing in terms of responding to God speaking about a time of awakening. So I think, you know, at a time when there can be lots of news on the economic and political front that can be quite scary and disheartening, news like this, you don't know exactly what it is saying, but as you see these divine connections, you say, wow, God is speaking, and we need to listen. So I think God is definitely talking about awakening. It's something that the church has been praying for decades, even possibly centuries in South Africa. And I think that's something that that we as the church can align with.
Andre, I want to ask you a question regarding Europe, and specifically in London. The other day when I was preaching in Wynberg Dutch Reformed Church, as I was greeting the congregation, everyone personally, I met a lady who said she is from the London Mission Society in the inner heart of London in the United Kingdom. And
right.
They go out into the streets to proclaim the gospel of Christ Jesus. And she said something that I couldn't comprehend, that what she was saying, and it's the truth, that so many people, not only young people, so many people in the inner city of London in the United Kingdom do not even know who Jesus is. And many people will just say, no, I do not believe that I need any faith, and I do not know who Jesus is. Tell me all about him. Who is he?
Yeah.
Your comment on that?
Well, I think that it's wonderful to hear of people in places like London, even in the darkest places, who are going out onto the streets, I do believe that even though there are many people who have not heard, the gospel is always powerful, I believe that there will be fruit. And I believe that they are an encouragement to us to reach out. And we tell many stories, encouraging stories of people going into schools and the streets. And also, I've just been reading some studies that say, despite the many people saying we are living in a post-Christian era, that some studies I think it's Barna Research in the United States, are saying that the younger generation are actually ripe for they are spiritually searching. And so I say, you know, be encouraged that people in hard areas are going out. And you know, if any of the listeners have got are involved in this kind of ministry and have testimonies, you know, get in touch with me, and I'd love to share those stories.
Wonderful, you saying that, and I was just thinking about that. How would they come in contact with you?
Well, I can give them an email address and a phone number where they can WhatsApp me or call me.
Yeah.
The email address, I think it's a very easy one. It's Andre, my name, andre@gatewaynews.co.za. So that will definitely reach me. Otherwise, my phone number is 083-309-7030.
Easy as that. Andre, is it andre@gatewaynews.co.za?
That's correct, yes.
Andre?
And, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, contact me, you know, if you've got stories, tips, testimonies, and I would love to get your news out there.
Wonderful opportunity to get your testimony into a wider world with Andre Viljoen, Gateway News in Gqeberha. And I'm going to give his telephone number. Get a pen, get your cell phone ready, and I'm going to give it in a jiffy again, and his email address. Or you can contact him via Andre. Say it again. Now I forgot again.
It's all right. It's andre@gatewaynews.co.za.
There you have it. andre@gatewaynews.co.za. So easy. andre@gatewaynews.co.za. And then
that's
a telephone
it.
Number 083-309-7030. Just say it again.
Correct. 083-309-7030.
There you have it. 083-309-7030. Andre Viljoen, it was an absolute pleasure having you on air this afternoon. May the Lord God Almighty just bless you and keep you, sir, and thank you so much for your ministry, and God bless to you.
Thanks for the chat, Johan. Bless you and the listeners. Goodbye.
Goodbye to you, sir, and thank you so much. Just once again, andre@gatewaynews.co.za, or the telephone number 083-309-7030. 083-309-7030. Andre Viljoen. And what an opportunity to get your testimony out into the broader, brighter world in God's kingdom through Gateway News.